Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30, Stephen 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A wild night for Kansas weather as severe thunderstorms carried high wind, hail, and heavy rain to much of central Kansas. Wind gusted to more than 80 miles per hour in the Wichita area with tree limbs down, power outages, and street flooding. The National Weather Service reports up to 1.5 inches of rain across Wichita. 4 family members suffered minor injuries when a tree fell on an SUV in Hutchinson. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. The storms that moved through yesterday also brought us some heavier rainfall. We had just over 1.3 inches at the airport. This morning is going to stay dry, but we quickly heat up. Could be around 90 by noontime, 96 and breezy later on this afternoon. Any thunderstorms that form this evening could become severe with a low 75. Sunny, hot tomorrow with a high near 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now mostly cloudy, 67 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has allowed a bill designed to keep concealed guns out of public hospitals and mental health centers to become law without his signature. The governor acted Thursday and broke with gun rights allies. The new law allows a permanent ban on concealed guns at state hospitals, other public hospitals, community mental health centers, publicly owned nursing homes, and indigent clinics. It also allows the University of Kansas Health System and the university's medical school in Kansas City, Kansas, to ban concealed guns.
The Kansas Board of Regents has approved tuition rates for the state's 6 universities, ranging from 2.5% to 2.9%.
Rates for the next school year approved Thursday for resident and non-resident tuition include a 2.5% increase at the University of Kansas, 2.9% at K-State, 2.5% at Wichita State, 2.7% at Emporia State, 2.8% at Pittsburgh State, and a 2.9% increase at Fort Hays State. The exceptions are a 5.5% increase for the rate at Kansas, a 5% increase at the University of Kansas Medical Center, and no increase at K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine. The compact rate allows incoming freshmen to lock in tuition for 4 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson offers a reminder to citizens you can purchase copies of traffic accident reports online.
It's something that we've done for a long time. But maybe not utilized as much from the community. Maybe they weren't aware of it. So it's just something that we're trying to promote a little bit so to help efficiently get cases to citizens more quickly and be able to get those online if they need to.
To obtain a copy, there is a $17 fee. Go to wichitapolice.gov, click on Forms, then click on Requesting a Motor Vehicle Accident.
Sedgwick County Manager Mike Scholes tells KNSS News, the county's making progress when it comes to the jail population, thanks to special programs designed to move nonviolent offenders out of detention.
The average daily population in sheriff custody is 1,373, which is over 1 year is a 2% decrease,
right,
but over 10 years is a 10% decrease.
Scholes says the juvenile detention facility has seen a 14% decrease in population over the past year. Mike Scholes is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS National News Time, 6:33.
The death toll in the London high-rise fire has risen to 30 people now. They are still trying to get into the charred-out 24-story building to check all the floors. For those who might not have made it out, the death toll expected to rise further as they continue the search. President Trump traveling to Miami today. He is expected to roll back many of the policies opened up under President Obama. Congressional baseball game, a bipartisan show of support last night. ABC's Andy Field was there.
From a distance, it looks like a regular Major League game. Packed stadium, more than 20,000 pregame tickets sold. But this congressional charity game broke all records. More than $1 million raised, twice what they expected. Democrats and Republicans united after the shooting that wounded a Republican leader and four others. Andy Field, ABC News, Nationals Park, Washington.
Russian officials say they may have killed the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, in an airstrike on a meeting of several ISIS leaders. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning at 6:34. An Army veteran from Reno County has admitted he pretended to be blind in order to receive more than $70,000 in benefits. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal says 62-year-old Billy Allenbaugh of Turin pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the government. His wife, 58-year-old Deborah Allenbaugh, also of Turin, pleaded guilty to concealing the crime. Allenbaugh admitted that he received special monthly pension benefits after falsely telling the Veterans Administration he was blind and homebound. In reality, Allenbaugh was able to drive and take part in other routine activities without assistance.
Pulling off a scam.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to do. You know, you'd have to be on guard 24-7 on that one. All right, 6:35 with Steve and Ted. And what else is in the news this morning? Oh, a sign marking the Crooked Hill Road exit off of a suburban New York parkway has been altered to read Crooked Hillary. Newsday says the defaced green traffic sign on Long Island was reported to the State Department of Transportation Wednesday. A spokesman says the sign has been removed, and defacing public signs, by the way, that's illegal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't do that. No matter what your politics are. Hey, the June edition of VIP Wichita Magazine is out. Pick up your free copy today at any area Dillon store.
Yeah, check it out.
Check it out, because I believe we have an ad in there where if you're really, really curious, you can see a photo of Steve and Ted. And who wouldn't want to see that, right? Okay.
We look good.
We do.
That's a stunning ad.
It's been highly doctored, that photo.
Nah.
We've been airbrushed. Like centerfolds.
Like the same people that used to do those Playboy centerfolds. Yeah, Playboy centerfolds back in the day.
They've airbrushed all the... And if you'll take a look at it and say, really? Really? How bad did they look? Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll on Father's Day. We're going to wrap it up today. How will you celebrate Father's Day? Going out to eat, 23%. Grilling in the yard, 15%. A card, 4%. A necktie or socks or any kind of generic but useful dad gifts, 0%. Nothing. A more elaborate present got 12%. But the category that was most overwhelming was doing nothing, 46%. We'll have more on that in just a second here.
Half the respondents, it's just a normal Sunday.
Yeah. Today's question, President Trump is announcing new trade and travel restrictions on Cuba, kind of reversing some of the Obama stuff. Is this a good idea? Yes, I agree. No, I disagree. There is right there on the webpage, knssradio.com. We call it Steve and Ted's WichitaPerks.com poll. An ongoing measure of what the visitors to our website have to think about the issues of the day.
Yes.
Now, you left this information for me, Ted. It comes from, it's a poll, nationaltoday.com, Postmates Father's Day Index. And this is a poll, but this is based on which states love their dads the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on if you're going to spend any time with your dad, okay? Now, I'm not sure this is fair. What if your dad is deceased like mine?
Well, see, this could be weighted.
Anyway, number one, Delaware, 92%. That's pretty darn good. Number two is Hawaii at 90%. And Minnesota, Idaho, Vermont. I'm just here on the list here.
Yeah, you keep having it. So where's Kansas on that list?
33rd.
You have to keep going.
Hey, there's Oklahoma at 32.
Okay.
62%.
Below the middle there.
See. Colorado's in there at 31, so that's good. Nebraska comes in at 38.
Getting towards the bottom here.
The absolute worst state was North Dakota with 25%. But coming in at 41.
Ooh, bottom 10.
Out of 50, Kansas, 54%.
So see, it just mirrors our poll right there.
Yeah, it's pretty close, isn't it? Very close.
Yeah, that's what struck me about it, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you know, we're an accurate measure, old Steve and Ted, whatever we do is just right on the money, that's for sure. And say, come on, let's do something with Dad. Come on. KNSS News Time now, 6:39, and time for a KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Continued Thursday for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. New lows for the week were made early in the session yesterday, and then the trading turned two-sided and ended two-sided. There was a lack of fresh news, but the lower cash cattle trade this week continues to drag on the futures. It is being reported that a Chinese delegation will be in the U.S. in July to sign soybean deals and also sign beef deals. The lean hog futures suffered triple-digit losses yesterday after July made new contract highs back on Wednesday. August live cattle closed 37 cents lower at 117.50 yesterday. August feeders up 95 cents at 147.07. And July lean hogs 52 cents lower at 82.05. Now Thursday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all recovered from early two-sided trading to close positive and was led higher by the Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures. Fund short covering yesterday was beneficial to the higher trading, and the monthly NOPA soybean crush was much better than expected. At the moment, July KC wheat 6.5 cents higher, 471.75. July corn down a quarter of a penny at 379.25. July soybeans up 3.5 at 938.25. July crude oil this morning 41 cents higher at 44.87. August gold $1.80 higher, 1,256.40. The September S&P up 3.5 points at 2,435.5. September dollar index 9 cents lower at 97.06. And September Dow Jones futures 24 points higher at 21,344. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, your great big office is located over there in Augusta in beautiful Butler County, right?
Correct.
So what kind of storms did you guys have last night over there just to the east of us?
Well, first thing we saw was that front that came through.
Yeah.
Blew a lot of wind.
Yeah.
And then the rain was really pretty moderate after that, but we picked up 1.5 inches.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that's about what we got. Most of Wichita got that. But, you know, those ones that come in, you know, when coming up from the southwest, you can look for a possible tornado early in the year. Then you get those ones that come from northwest and go to southeast. I call them back doors. Those can be some very violent straight line winds that come through in a front like that.
That's right. And there was places, you know, as we've seen reported, that saw hail and wind damage.
Yeah. And we didn't, I didn't see any hail last night. We're out there running around doing some storm tracking. I didn't see any hail, but I did see some very high wind, lots of rain, and street flooding. Not much lightning till later on, but it was a pretty good storm. What does that do to our wheat cutting right now? Does it do anything?
Well, it puts a stop to it till we get
for a while.
The conditions dry enough. But it also will sometimes lay that wheat down. It will lodge it, in other words, and make it more difficult to pick up and get it fed into the header of the combine.
Yeah, and we're going to have fairly good breezes here, and it's going to get real hot tomorrow, so it might dry it out pretty quick, you think?
But there's still some more rain in the forecast, looks like Saturday, too.
Well, there always is, you know. It's always something, right?
That is correct.
All right. Big weekend coming up for you. Got the Father's Day thing. Anything going on there? No? Yes?
Well, I've been hearing rumors of things.
Oh.
So I guess I'll just wait and see what happens.
Rumors. Yeah, me too. All right. Thank you, sir. See you back here on Monday. Of course, that's the Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. 6:42 now, Stephen Ted. On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Not your grandfather's retirement. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.